This FabFM Voice of the Douglas Shire podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mossman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mossman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
And top cop from Port, Damien Meadows, is on the line. Firstly, very good morning, Damien.
Good morning, Gather. How are you this morning, mate?
I'm very well. It's a cracker of a morning, isn't it? It puts a smile on everyone's face, a day like this, doesn't it?
It's a silly day to be working, I can tell you that.
I'm like you. I love what I do, and I can tell when you talk to Paul normally, you love what you do, don't you? You wouldn't be doing anything else.
Mate, come on, let's face it. It is the best town in Australia to be policing, mate. So it's not that hard a job.
Yes, crime rates are particularly pleasant, shall we say, in this part of the world. And it could get better. A thing came through our studio about this Safer Communities Fund. Warren Ench is all over this. And basically, there's a pot of $55.1 million in grants, and organisations, schools, councils, preschools can potentially get up to $1 million. It's all about making our communities safer. I mean, that's got to be good news for you guys.
Oh, certainly, mate. Yeah, and it covers a broad range of different types of tools to obviously make our community safer. Look, in previous years, last year, the Douglas Shire Council applied for it and was successful in obtaining a substantial sum of money that has gone towards a number of different projects throughout the whole Shire. So, and they're about to be implemented. They've purchased equipment and stuff like that. So that's about to be spread out throughout our Shire. So that was from last year. So this year is another opportunity. And, you know, we've got to be very grateful to the federal government for coming on board and offering this money to throughout Queensland or throughout Australia, for that matter. But if your organisation has an idea or plan that can make their particular part of our community safer, I would strongly urge them to get on board, just make an application through the grant process, and you'd be quite surprised what you can get your hands on, and it'll make things a lot safer for everybody involved. So, mate, I'm certainly a big fan of it. I think Warren Inch has once again kicked a goal, and if we can get a hold of some of that coin up here, that'd be great.
Now, if people are interested, there is a website. It's all the www.business.gov.au, business.gov.au, simple as that. Now, a little bit of a change in our visitation, shall we say, and things happening in the Douglas Shire. A lot of the grey nomads are going south or maybe west or wherever. And obviously we have a little bit of a build-up towards the Christmas period, but maybe potentially a different approach from you guys as we see that little bit of a change?
Well, yeah, obviously our clientele shifts at this time of the year. You know, we're used to interacting quite significantly with tourists during our tourist season. Some of them may misbehave a little, and some of them may not know the road rules correctly. But now we change back to dealing almost primarily with our locals. And sometimes some of our locals can get affected by the mango season, and some of them can fly under the radar. Hopefully we'll have an uneventful off-season up here in North Queensland. But it's that time of the year where we all got to be a bit mindful of the fact that we need to start our preparations for our cyclone season. So if anybody has rubbish lying around their yard, things like that, now's the time to get on that front foot. Start doing it now before it gets too damn hot, because you're not going to want to be doing it in the middle of December, I can guarantee you that.
Valid points. Talking to Damien Meadows, Port's top cop. And you guys obviously work very closely with the team in Mossman, and they do a fabulous job too. So we really appreciate it as Fab and from the general public's point of view. One thing that bugs me a little bit, Damien, are road bullies. And I see it a lot, in particular if I'm coming up from the northern beaches back home to the Douglas Shire or heading the other way, which I hate doing because I don't like leaving the Douglas Shire just quietly, but sometimes you have to. And you're on those windy roads, you're doing the speed limits, you know, you're not holding people up. And I understand some people do that, some tourists, you know, or more elderly drivers, it happens. But I'm doing the speed limit and someone's right up my backside, they're bullying me because they want me to pull over. I'm a bit resistant. I think, well, I'm doing the speed limit, you're just going to have to slow down. Is that the right that reaction, you think? Or, you know, what how should people respond? And it's a regular occurrence, to be honest. It probably happens every time I go. For these people that want to get right up your backside, they've no consideration that if somebody runs out in front of me or a kangaroo or whatever, I'm going to have to brake. How should we react to those bullies, Damon?
Well, I think the mentality of drivers has certainly changed over the last sort of 10 or 15 years. The incidences of particularly tailgating has increased significantly, and I don't know why people have got this in their head that that's the way they're going to do business. As you say, it's purely and simply road bullying. That's all it is. But the safest thing you can do is be concerned about yourself. And I know we have to think of everybody else as a road user, but if somebody is dead set tailgating you in an unsafe manner, if you do have that opportunity to use one of those overtaking lanes, even if you're doing the posted speed limit, take that opportunity, let them go. Because at the end of the day, he's responsible for his actions, not you. And I'd hate to see one of our decent road users who's, you know, doing the right thing caught up in an incident on the side of the road where he's suddenly getting tapped by somebody, so he pulls over to exchange details and it turns into a one punch can kill episode, you know, and that's the potential of what can happen. We've seen it happen down south down on the Gold Coast, between Gold Coast and Brisbane, a few years ago, where there was one punch was thrown and a gentleman fell out in front of a waste truck. So these kinds of things we don't need. If it's going to take you 15 seconds to pull into that overtaking lane and let that fuel go, think about yourself, not about what he's going to do. So let him go. And, mate, if you can't, look, I strongly urge people to get a dash cam. You can buy these things, they're like a dime a dozen now, anywhere from $50 onwards. They are the best piece of evidence police can have in the course of prosecution of these kinds of offenders. And that's, it's a small investment. When you do buy one, turn around to your insurance company and say, hey, look, I purchased this. What kind of a deal are you going to come to the table with to reduce my premiums? Because some of them might come to the party. I just did it recently myself with my insurance company, and they did come to the party because I had one. So if you small investment, peace of mind, and the evidentiary value of that that footage is amazing. So, look, just let that bully go. Let him do his business. If you've got reception, hands-free. If you've got reception, just dial 131444 through the local and pass the message on to the local police, and we'll endeavour to go out there and try and intercept them on the highway if we can in a safe place. So it's all about your safety first, and don't let them get under your skin.
Great advice, Damien. And final thought, really, as we said at the beginning of our chat, we are privileged to be in a very sort of crime, I wouldn't say crime-free, but a very low-crime area. So, I mean, there may be not too much to talk about, but any general stuff happening around the traps in the Douglas Shire?
Mate, I just want to give the parents and kids a bit of a rap for Halloween this week. There was a lot of kids out in suburbia, all done up to the nines. Some of them were quite scary. They're going to have nightmares for the rest of their life. But the amount of parents that were going around with these children that were, you know, chaperoning groups of children was really pleasing to see. Their road sense was very, very good. And a lot of people were involved. Look, we didn't have any reports of incidents of people egging houses and stuff like that, which has happened in the past. But, look, they were really, really good. And they deserve a pat on the back. Parents and kids alike, they did a really good job, and we all had a good time. I was out there patrolling around suburbia to make sure that everything was fine, and mate, it was good to catch up with some of the parents and some of the kids. They did a fantastic job.
Excellent stuff. Nice to finish on a positive note. It's all been pretty positive, but we do live in paradise, as you clearly mentioned. Damien Meadows, that's Port's top cop. Thank you for your time today. I know you're always busy, so we appreciate the time you give us here at Fab. And Paul will be back to chat with you next week. But from my point of view, thank you.
Thanks, Gazza.
Absolute pleasure. That's Damien Meadows. Pat on the back. Well done, everyone. Keep up the good work. It is Fab. Good morning.